Hello, this is Pastor Dave Young.
And Brian Jaster.
From Bethel Lutheran here in Winchester, and we're gathering for another installment of our Deeper Faith, Wider Love podcast. And this week, we are centering ourselves in and around a couple of experiences that Brian and I have had this week. And we're going to center that in a very powerful verse of Scripture that Brian's going to share with us now. And then he's going to lead us into our conversation today, which is centered in our Lutheran, favorite Lutheran word, grace.
Well, Jesus, he's going to Jerusalem, and he's getting there, and the disciples and the crowds are there, and they are cheering for him. They are
Jesus,
going crazy, Jesus,
Jesus,
we love you.
We love you, Jesus.
And they're so excited and so loud that, of course, someone gets annoyed. And the people that get annoyed in chapter 19, verse 39 of Luke, are the Pharisees. And they yell at Jesus and they say, "Teacher, order your disciples to stop." They're so annoyed. Shut them up. And Jesus answered, "I tell you, if these were silent, the stones would shout out." And my mind is drawn to those words because of something that happened yesterday. Something happened where stones were crying out a little bit.
Amen.
And I have a dog. His name's Teddy. He's fluffy. He's white. We love him. And little white and fluffy Teddy needed a haircut really bad. He's needed for a while. He couldn't see. He was so fluffy. And so I took him to PetSmart, as people go, because they cut dogs' hair. So I dropped Teddy off early in the morning. And later in the day, I come back to pick him up. You know, doing the normal thing, just like you go to Target to get something or to the grocery store to buy groceries or whatever. I go back to PetSmart to pick up Teddy, pay for him, and go. And as I go into the place where the dogs get groomed, there is a woman standing by the counter, and she is screaming. Like, top of her voice, getting everybody's attention in the store, screaming, barely coherent. And she is screaming at one of the groomers, who is probably grooming her dog. At that point, I didn't know. And she's screaming and she's accusing this woman who's grooming the dogs of abusing her dog, that she should report her to authorities, that she should be fired, I want the management to come. I mean, it's truly, like, inarticulate. And while she's screaming at this woman, she actually picks her phone to call 911 because she's going to report it to some authorities or something. Like, she's just over the top, crazy. It was tough to listen to, and I didn't even know how to respond. But I'm watching the woman who's grooming her dog, and she's obviously getting affected by this, as I think most people would be. And thankfully, the manager kind of comes in and says, "You know, I'll just stand here. I'll watch." To the woman who's screaming at the groomer, and eventually, after about 2 minutes, the woman who's grooming the dog goes to the back because I think she just couldn't take it anymore. That all happens, and during this time, another groomer from PetSmart brings up my dog and hands me Teddy and says, "You know, Teddy was taken care of well." And Teddy was groomed by this person's name. Well, that person who groomed Teddy was also the person who was grooming the other dog who was just yelled at. So I thought, wow, okay. So I kind of stand there holding my white fluffy dog is all clean and beautiful. And I turn back to the, you know, woman who handed me Teddy, and I said, "Hey, can you have the girl from the back? And can you have her come to the front?" And by this time, the woman who was screaming had left, and she'd gone back out. I think she just ran out of air and the ability to scream loud. And the woman comes back to the front who groomed Teddy, and she was a mess. I mean, tears were everywhere. Her hair was a mess. She was in a tough place. Mm-hmm. And I said, I said, "Look at my dog. Look at what a good job you did on him. I'm so thankful. My whole family is thankful. Mm-hmm. Don't let what she said to you tell you who you are.
Mm-hmm.
Don't let it ruin you. Don't let it ruin your day. Know that you're important, and that what you do is important, and it matters, and we're thankful." And she just kind of in tears said, "Thank you so much. That means so much to me. You know, I don't know what was going on." She says, "Doing my job, doing it well." And I said, "Well, I know that." And that was it. And then she kind of walked back to the back still in tears. And I paid for Teddy and left. And later in the day, my phone rings. It was PetSmart calling. And it's her calling back, the groomer. It was about 5 o'clock. And she said, "You know, what you said to me was the difference between me quitting and want to just bury my head and go home. What she said hurt so much, and it's so important that you said what you said." And I said, "Well, you're welcome, you know, and may you be blessed in receiving him, but then may you find a chance, too, when you can do the same in some moment of the day where you have to step a little bit out of yourself and say more than you would just say as someone who's paying for something or buying something or selling something. So I lift those words up and that story up because sometimes God breaks into our normal rhythms and a situation happens where we need to shout out like the stones were called to with a word of grace and a word of love on behalf of God. And I don't feel special at all from doing it. I certainly feel like it was a gift and blessed, but I didn't do it because I had a PhD in anything or wise words or anything. Just because we're there and we're present. God asks us to be present as Jesus is present in the world. And I got a chance to do that. And so even the stones, even trips to PetSmart or grocery stores or homes or ball fields can be places where the word of the Lord comes to us and brings out forgiveness and grace and life.
Holy interruptions and holy opportunities. And I've often, I said early on in my ministry that I had to make time in my, I could not overschedule my life and my ministry so much that I didn't allow for ministry moments to happen every day. Every single day, something happens that I can't expect or look towards as an opportunity. So, Brian, that's just a powerful story. I think that that's an amazing story, and that's a perfect example of what it means to live into being a blessing for others. And you're right, it's not about us. It's about how blessed are you to be able to have had that opportunity to affect someone's life. And, wow, you're giving thanks to God for that opportunity and that you recognized it, because how many of those times do we miss? But, you know, I'm excited about that story. It's awesome. It's such a great story that we're just going to save my story because that story is just too awesome. So, I think it does lead us into thinking through what does it mean to live into the moments of life that we cannot anticipate, and that how that is one of God's greatest gifts and graces. And as Bethel continues to head into our summer schedule, we look forward to men's retreat that's coming up in a couple weeks. We're getting away for Friday, Saturday, Sunday. That's going to be a lot of fun. VBS is coming up as well at the end of June. And Brian, I know you got a couple of things going on.
Mm-hmm. Yep, we celebrate graduates soon, and we have a hike on Old Rag on a Saturday in June, second week. We're still preparing for our mission experience in Brick. Really thankful for the end of school year and for the gift of the break for summer and fall students.
Yeah, breaks are good, and we're looking forward to all those. And anyway, it is a blessing to have heard that story. Thanks for sharing. Yeah. And it centers us in the ways that God offers us opportunities to love and share with you. So we thank you for listening, and hope that you are growing deeper in faith.
And wider in love.
Amen.
Amen.